friendly Florida home sales team of Charles Ruttenberg Realty, located at 376 Patricia Avenue in delightful downtown Dunedin, Florida. Friendly Florida Home Sales is a full-service real estate boutique.
My name is Denise, and I'm a satisfied customer. When I purchased my home, I felt more like I was enjoying coffee with my neighbors than signing contracts.
This team is wonderful, and Friendly Florida Home Sales not only customized a package, but this team offers as little as a 1% listing fee, which saved me thousands of dollars. Huge, huge savings for me.
That's huge. I mean huge. Savings. That's thousands of dollars you save at Friendly Florida Home Sales. Save money.
At Friendly Florida Home Sales of Charles Ruttenberg Realty, there's no cost as a buyer to hire this team to represent you to find your perfect home. Please call 727-351-5487 for all your real estate needs. Mention this ad and receive a complimentary pre-listing inspection only from Friendly Florida Home Sales of Dunedin on Patricia Avenue, Dunedin, Florida. 727-351-5487 or friendlyfloridahomesales.com.
Show, and now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Claus.
Well, and we're getting the show going, 308. So we did all the commercials for our clients, right, Mr. Tom? So that's good. You know, we do a bunch of stuff. We've just extended our deal with our clients and been doing free promos. You know, most people don't do that, but that's our payback to the coronavirus type deal. And we're offering free masks, too, for anybody that needs masks. Our company is offering people free masks or things that we can be of help. We give them out here. We just gave out a few just today. Also, we got Craig. What's your first name?
Craig.
We got Craig in the house on Spectrum. So those people that might be on the internet, would that affect the YouTube, Craig?
You shouldn't do now.
Okay. So we got Craig fixing the YouTube, and he's right here doing his thing. And he's a Spectrum guy, and he's very polite, and he's getting the job done.
YouTube is up and running.
YouTube
all
is up
right.
and running. Do you know I have people saying that, right? I told you that, Tom? So I go online, and I see it. But all the time, people say that they have trouble getting us on YouTube. But every time I've gone on there, it's been fine.
Well, anybody that has any trouble can give me a call.
Yeah,
you they can go up there and see Tammy with her lovely mask, and you with your mask on, Brian. We like your mask too.
Yeah, I got a face for radio, right, Tom?
Well, that's what they always told me.
I just wanted to talk a little bit about one of our awesome clients, which is Cricketers, Mike. Talk about their new hours and what they're doing for right now. They're abiding by the rules, which is 25%, but they're doing dine-in now. You can also still do the takeout, and they do curbside delivery. And their hours right now are Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight.
That's who I need to get in touch with. Get in touch with Brent from AA Absolute.
Okay.
Because I was just thinking of him, and then... do you have the new hours for our place? Because he sent it on my phone.
I do. If you give me 1 second, I will look it up.
Yeah, that's 7 days a week. That's Craig from... Greg from our place.
Right. And that again, that's Cricketers, guys. Go check them out. That's 2634 Bayshore Boulevard here in lovely Dunedin. You can also give them a call if you want to get a takeout order at 727-736-1322.
Now, would people prefer music versus us talking? What do you think?
Some people do, but some people don't. But
some people, because we have a fan base, right?
Well, you know, truthfully, since this all started happening with the coronavirus and everything, I've been listening to lots of talk radio because then you get information that you need about small businesses and what's going on.
Right. And we give, we're an information network here where we give information and we keep people updated what's going on.
Right.
What's the latest things that have been putting out by Congress. And yep. The latest is that they're going to be putting out a new stimulus package. So that's pretty cool.
Yes. They are talking about that right now.
Yes. And it's really affecting businesses, people's lives.
Absolutely.
And Steve, like to say hello to Steve before he walks out. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, Brian?
Okay. And then we got Matt on the line. Is Matt there? Matt?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey,
Matt. Hey, Matt. Good to hear from you. And we got Steve.
I got my buddy David Bennett here as well. Say hi, Danny.
All right. Hey, Danny. Well, good job. So this is really crazy what's going on, and I just don't know how to respond sometimes. I have people calling me up. I will say this, and I got the permission to say this, actually. A good friend of mine, a client of ours, got so distraught, right? That he had a gun in his mouth at the beach.
Oh, man.
But he knew to call someone, right? Because I'll tell people this out there. It's going to be okay. Can you say that to yourself? It's going to be okay, and this too shall pass. And what happens is people that are used to making money, when the market crashed, right, a lot of people jumped from the buildings, you know, back in the, it was 1929. Because they're not used to handling the fact that, can I survive without money?
Right.
Right?
And the change comes with.
Right. So, but you can. It's going to be okay.
Sure. So the most important thing is all of us to be safe, you know? All of us to be safe. And just why we're doing this, I think, is for our small businesses. Like, we're the root of the whole economy. You know, and
right,
we gotta help. We gotta help. And if you guys are gonna spend money, go to small business instead of going to some big corporate place.
Well, that's very good. And the thing is that it's gonna be okay. And if you believe this, and sometimes I have a hard time doing it myself, but can I say to myself, how can I best serve thee?
Yes.
Right? And that's to God, right?
Yeah.
And that my primary purpose, right, is to see how I can be of help to others.
Absolutely.
Think of that as a purpose, right?
Sure.
Remove me from the bondage of self.
Right, because self-centeredness is the root of all our problems.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
So now, can I think of you? You know, without you, there's no me. And right. That's the message, because I had somebody that's going to be calling at 3:20, a client of mine. And I said I wanted to get some time out there to give the message of hope. Right, you can put that on, by the way. It won't bite you. And then, I noticed with the other shows, we announce who's here. Can you give us your name?
Yeah, my name's Jerry Shields.
I don't hear him.
Jerry Shields. So what do you do, Jerry?
I work in community relations for Duke Energy.
Oh, awesome.
Work on some of the projects, yeah.
Right.
Awesome.
And then we got Steve in the house. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, Brian.
Right. And Steve, when I think of people with good personalities, I think of you, Steve.
Really?
Yeah. You got a good personality. You're a good person, and you really care, and you can sense generally. And then you're a handyman, too. So he's a good guy to have around.
Definitely.
Like, you know what I mean? Anytime I have a problem, I can just call Steve, and it's fixed.
All right. Well, I have the info for our place here in Dunedin. They are located at 1617 Main Street in Dunedin, and they have some new policies that they are implemented. The main thing is everybody must wash their hands.
I know, it's kind of weird. I just touched her hand, right?
Everybody in the restaurant, like not just when you go to the bathroom, but they're just trying to be extra, extra cautious and safe. And they are opened inside for 25% capacity. They also have outside seating. And I just want to read one little thing that they actually wrote. I just think it's beautiful. It says, we love your business, but we also want everyone to be safe and healthy. If you feel ill, please stay home. We will do what we can to help you if you need something from us. You can call ahead to order to go by calling 727-239-0450. And they are happy to bring your food out to curbsides for pickup service so that you don't even have to enter the premises. Or you can place a to-go order on DoorDash, Grubhub, or Bite Squad, and they will bring it right to your house. So that's at our place, Dunedin. Go check out Greg and Jay, and they have awesome food, guys. Really, really good.
Right. You know what? And they have, like, I think a 5-star rating.
Oh, I believe it.
Right? And it's like, how can you do that in the restaurant industry? I remember when I looked them up, they had a 5-star rating. You never see that. There's always someone that's going to be upset.
Right.
But at our place, they give good service, and if they do wrong or anything, they make it right.
Oh, sure.
He's that type of guy.
Oh, yeah.
You know
and
what I mean?
And they
business
have,
back, you know?
They're doing their prime rib special still on the weekends. So if you guys are in the mood for something really, really good, go get the prime rib dinner. It's so good.
Spectrum is trying to leave.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
We just got the internet fixed. So they're doing work here in the studio while we're doing the show. The show must go on, right, Matt?
That's right. Hey, quick question. Speaking of on. Who'd that guy on the beach call? Did he call God?
No, he called, no.
Oh, and the hours for our place are 7 days a week, guys, from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., so you can get breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Right. What's happening is what people don't realize is hopelessness, right? So if you have hopelessness, then the answer is hope, right? And you can say something wrong to someone. And I get a kick out of that. They say you can never say nothing wrong to no one. You can.
Yeah.
What happens is that if someone's in a bad situation, what happens is they lost hope. And then what I try to tell him, all I said to him is it's going to be okay. That's all I had to say.
Mm-hmm.
Just think about that. It's going to be okay. How simple are those words? And that this too shall pass. And to find out that he was really didn't want to, right, because or he wouldn't have called me.
Yeah.
Right? This ain't the first time this has happened to me, right. By the way, too.
Yeah.
It's happened several times.
Yeah.
So, where people have called in desperation because we have emotional insecurities. I got them, too.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm in resentment, right? That brings anger. Sometimes I'm in fear, right? Sometimes I'm in self-pity. Mm-hmm. Me, you know? The guy that gives all the suggestions to people.
Yeah.
But I'm happier for longer periods of time more often.
Yeah.
Right?
Hey, Brian, I want David to chime in. He does altar services at up here for the church and everything. He's a man of God, and I think he has some beautiful words to say about this.
Okay, real quick. Yeah, that's fine. Just give me 1 second here. I just hope my buddy at Bros Pizza, what is neat about this is Altie's having a baby in 2 months. It's a boy. And they have these things, I hope he calls in, but they have different things where there are things for the Albanian, right, culture. And name your child Alti, but you don't do that in the Albanian culture. And then you don't name him after a grandfather if the grandfather's still alive. These are all these little things I didn't know. And every culture has something. But isn't this great, you know? Jerry Seinfeld does a skit that when the baby's born, he's really pushing out another human being. You ever hear Jerry Seinfeld? He does a whole skit about babies and stuff. It's so funny. But Bros Pizza, they have free delivery. They're at 2535 East Bay Drive, and that's in Largo. And we voted like on pizza one time here, right? Guess who won?
Bros Pizza.
Bro? Yeah, Bros Pizza won.
I think I was here that week.
Yeah, actually. It was like we had like 10 people here. And
yeah. It was an all-out pizza party.
Then he also did pizzas for all the kids at the T-Bird Field, and they were in their stands screaming, Bros, pizza, Bros. And it was so neat because
nice.
They wanted pizza, and they knew the next time I brought it, it was going to be Bros Pizza.
Okay.
And you know how kids are.
How is Liberty? And
She's doing great. She just had her sweet 16. We went to Shepherd's.
Oh, my God. I remember when she was running around in diapers, Brian.
Yeah, so... You know, everything's homemade Italian food they have there. Bros Pizza at 2535 East Bay Drive, Largo. Their phone number is 727-507-8870.
And they're right on East Bay.
East Bay in Starkey.
I think I went and picked them up, actually.
Yeah, so okay. Bros okay. Pizza. Hey, bro. Hey, what about Sister's Pizza?
I haven't had the sisters.
No, I know. I wonder if he has any sisters.
Well.
But just remember that name. If you're in Largo, remember Bros Pizza. And just think of your family member or someone that has a brother?
And they're a small business. They need our help more than anybody. You know, not to knock Outback Steakhouses and all those big corporations, more power to them, but they've got the slush funds to be able to keep their head above water. I spoke with a business owner yesterday, and she spent $7,000 on rent, hasn't had 1 cent come back to her. And she's actually a 501c3 that helps the animals. So.
Right. That's good. So Bros Pizza, I just want to really shout out. So what I'm going to do is this. Okay, we got someone on the line? Who?
Yeah.
Who do we have on the line?
My name is Vale.
Vale.
Good morning.
Okay. Okay, buddy. We're going to do a real quick thing here, Vale. Is Matt still there?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do a thing here. We're going to write it down, and it's going to be real quick. Everybody's going to give me a number. Alti's baby is going to be born in 2 months, and I'm going to give away $250. Okay? Seriously, we'll hold me to it. $250. Anybody wants to call in and give it to Tom, they can give it to Tom. Give me the weight of Alti's baby. 1-2 months, and you can win two. What's your name? What's the guy?
If I win, I'm...
What's your name? The Valerie? What did he say?
Valerie.
Huh?
Valley from Winmore.
Donnie from Winmore.
Valley.
Okay, what Donnie. Do you say the baby's going to weigh, Valley? You're in on the pool.
Let's say 6 pounds.
6 pounds, okay. How about you, Steve?
7 pounds, 6 ounces.
7 pounds, 6 ounces. And how about you, sir?
I'm going to go lower, 7-1.
7-1. And your name?
Jerry.
Okay, Matt said what?
I said that if I win, I want the prize to be donated to the mother and the baby, and I'm going for 7.3 pounds.
Mm. All right, Bob.
Whoa, we're all around. All right.
And Tom, how much, Tommy?
Is this like the Price is Right? Can I go 7, you know, 5?
Yeah. You going to go 7.5? Tommy, 7.5. Yes. I am going to do that, too. I get what you're saying. I guess going last gives you the benefit.
Ah.
I didn't even think of that.
That's what's good about being
a
host.
I always wondered that at Price is Right. Like, why don't you just bet a... Once you realize you're going to go under, why not just bet a dollar?
Right.
Or why not just go a dollar? I know this is dirty, but like, say someone has $830. They're the highest bid. Why do you bid $1,000? Why not bet $831? I mean, if you're playing the game strategically,
of course,
right? Yeah. And I hate that you hurt the person that did 830 because it sounds.
It's like life. You gotta.
That's right.
And then chess.
You all the jungle. Three moves survival ahead, of the fittest.
Three moves ahead.
Okay, so that's a $250, and anybody that wants to call into the studio at 441-3000 will get their name down. And we'll post it online on our Facebook account, the weight of the baby and who won.
Rob just called. He said 7-10.
7-10.
With Rob.
Yeah.
Okay, Tammy, how much you say?
I say 8.2.
Oh, it's going to be a big baby. What is the average baby born, like, weight-wise?
I'd say 7.5. I mean, I can Google it.
Yeah, Google it.
All three of my kids were all 7.6 pounds, all three of them. Bless them all.
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to my daughter, Ember. Her birthday is coming up June 3rd, but she was in the high sixes. Myself, I was in the mid-sevens.
Wow, that's cool. Okay, so Valley, you're there, right?
Yes.
You're from Winmore. Is Winmore a treatment center?
No, we do solar panels.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah, that's what we do.
All right. You know, there's a Winmore in here, isn't there? There's a Winmore treatment center on Fort Harrison, correct?
Yes.
Has you ever hear of the Winmore treatment center?
Nope.
Yes.
I haven't hear it, but
yeah, it's like high end. You know what it costs to go there for a month?
Oof. I can imagine.
$30,000.
Oof.
Wow. Yeah. And you know what? It serves its purpose. But anyhow, let's do this. Okay, so what did I put you down? You're down for 6 pounds.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, you're kind of on the low end there. Because you know what? The next one closest to you is 7-1. So anything born in the sixes, you win, Valley.
Yep.
Just want to give you that.
I'm sticking with the sixes.
Let's see what happens.
Okay, so
hope he's you know, healthy. That's all I.
Ironically, did you have someone on the line too that you wanted to talk to, Matt?
Yes, I have my buddy David Bennett. He does altar services over at the National Basilica, where like the Pope comes when he comes to Washington and everything. But he also does trade work as well, and you know, he can talk about a few different things. But
okay, we'll get with. Okay, so we'll get to him. So Valley, tell us about the solar, how it's good for the economy, and how it really is good for the. Not just the economy. What am I thinking of? Nature. What's nature?
Environment.
Going the green. Environment.
Environment.
That's yeah, right. This is environment going stuff, green. Too.
Yeah, that's, solar has many benefits. The most known is the savings it produces versus the usual utilities. But certainly the planet, the healthier planets and healthier future for our nation, it's a wonderful thing.
Well, good.
We've been doing solar for 14 years in Florida. We've been for 4 years. Solar is like pretty new in Florida. Actually, it enables solar in Florida was 2016 on the last election that really, you know, opened up Florida for solar. You don't pay taxes. You don't pay property taxes on it, and you can do long-term financing, which were the three things that were in place in 2016. So it's a pretty new business in the state. Our main company is out of Puerto Rico, and we've been in business for the last 20 years. We energize over 30,000 homes. We used to be a renewable utility, so we also hold contracts for big water companies and utilities, selling renewable power to them. So solar has become not only a saving opportunity, but a necessity, especially in the coast. We get hit by hurricanes every year. That's where the planet thing, it's crucial. If we keep treating the world as we are, we're not gonna get any better. So having batteries in the coast helps customers a lot, especially when we have 1 or 2 weeks without power because we had a good hurricane or storm until we get it back. So resiliency has played a great part of the last couple of years.
Wow. So like if there's a hurricane, you don't lose your electricity because you're solar.
Correct.
And what a selling point.
Yeah, not only that, in Puerto Rico, when Maria hit the big hurricane there, I had solar in my house, so this is kind of personal for me. I survived a month and a half without power, just my solar and my batteries, and I had everything. But I also had my mother, who lost everything, the neighbors with the medicine. You know, diabetic medicine has to be fridge. Right. Not you lose it. So it kind of hit me in the heart that it's not a saving, it's not only a saving opportunity, but also smart. You save money, it's smarter for you, but it can save lives. And one house, my house had it, it was the only one in the neighborhood. So I took care of all my neighbors with ice, with food, with taking care of their medicines. And it was awesome how one house impacted so many other families. So imagine if we all had this system in the house.
Yeah, let me ask you, Darlene, are you there? Is Darlene still there?
Here, yes. I'm here.
Yeah, do you have any questions on solar? Like, what are you have any questions for the solar expert?
No, I don't actually. Not in the market for solar right now, but I think it's probably a good thing. Like he was saying, that you know, it's very good if the grid goes down.
The grid, that's right. That's what it's called. Yeah.
The grid, yeah.
The grid.
Yeah, didn't the grid go down for like about a week and a half or so a couple years ago down in Florida?
Yeah, we're doing a building near. We're doing a building near Tampa that is six stories high. and they cannot have a generator, so and they have old residents. He went out last year for a week, and they had to carry those residents by the stairs to take a few of those to the hospital. So we're putting batteries and solar just to power those elevators out.
Why? So, how does this sound? Let me ask you this, and tell me why this is anti-American, because it's going to sound anti-American what I'm about to say. Because you should always have a choice. That's what we love about America. But if solar is so good, why doesn't it be mandatory for every house that's built, right?
It's left to the counties. Some counties do have, for example, Pinellas has a mandate of 100% renewable for 2050. Orange has it. But it's up to the counties to and the residents to really, you know, put some sort of goals.
I have a question. Didn't President Trump put a tariff on getting solar panels from China?
I heard that, too.
Okay. I've got solar on my house, and I have it on the hot water heater because your water heater is a third of your electricity, at least.
Yeah. How's
is
your
it really?
Experience with the panels?
Yes, sir. You're the expert in this field.
Well, he says, what is your experience with the panels?
With the panels, it costs to put it in, but over the long term, just the third of your electricity that you're paying for your water heater, which is just constantly running throughout the day, it literally knocks a third of it off your electric bill.
Okay.
Darlene, did you ever think about getting solar panels for your cottages?
Yeah, but it would be too outrageous.
It just doesn't.
It's not cost-effective. But.
So, yeah.
And I know this is anti-American, but what would you think of that for every house that's built from now on? You can have the option for solar.
Yeah.
You could have the option, but I don't think that you should be forced to do it because, you know, that's what we're fighting right now economically and politically.
Well, how about if we if it's better? How about if we save money doing it?
You know, he's making some good points, and it's up to the person. Do you want to spend the money to do it? Can you afford to do it? I mean, a lot of people, you know, are just squeaking by to buy a house, and then if you make them have to do that, it's too much. But
So in 1943, right, I'll tell you the year, Firestone was found liable. And you know, like out in San Francisco, they have all these trolley chains, like trolley.
Right. Uh-huh.
So they had it planned out, mapped out for the whole United States, this company. And what Firestone and a couple of the oil companies did is they bought these companies up and then bankrupted them. Well, they got caught. They got caught. And they actually got brought to trial. Like there was criminal charge. It was all... Because the idea was, is imagine down US 19, there would be a trolley, right?
Okay.
And that was the theory. And they're shown. I saw it on a documentary. So, like, Firestone and the oil company said if there's trolleys, there'd be less gas, less tires, right?
Right.
So, and they only got fined a little bit of money, too, even though
they were trying to make a monopoly and control the market.
So what happens is it that we're, could it be, I'm just asking, could big oil and the big companies... They don't want solar.
No, they want to sell their nuclear, their coal, and anything else that pollutes the environment.
The utilities has spent a bundle of money trying to keep solar away from Florida. They did it for 16 years.
Right, lobbyists and all that.
Yeah, all lobbyists, all that.
And it's all paid for by big oil. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. Yeah. I'm just saying there is something there, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but the data shows since 2015... Generating with solar is the cheapest way to generate in the world.
And environmental friendly, right?
And renewable.
We live in the sunshine state.
Doesn't that make sense?
What is it, like 300 days a year that we have just...
They have solar watches too, right?
Yes.
Like where you don't even need a battery for your watch, right?
I got one.
So I think the solar technology is built off of RAM as well, random access memory.
Mm-hmm.
And also, just a little known fact, but Florida has the first solar-powered town in America. I don't know if you guys knew that. It's called Babcock Ranch.
Yep.
And they have like solar trees, so it's like a green metal pole with like, you know, solar panels on top of it, so it looks like a tree. It, you know, it's a real clean energy environment. It's not too far from like Sarasota, I think.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, anyhow, it's kind of interesting. So Darlene owns, if you don't mind me saying this, Darlene, I should ask you, but she has cottages on Indian Rocks Beach. Mm-hmm. And originally these cottages were built for officers, like from World War II.
From World War II.
And you can stay at her cottages, right, and then just walk to the beach.
Of course.
Right? All it's right. A beautiful thing that she offers over there. It's, I think it's called Sunshine Cozy Cottages. Is that right, Darlene?
Yes. And if I can say that, you know, if you're into social distancing, that's perfect because the cottages are, there's 14 of them on an acre of land. You have your own porch so you can sit out and you'll still be social distancing because you'll be more than 6 feet away from others. You can go out in the courtyard and, you know, you're far enough away from other people. You can sunbathe. You can barbecue. And they're fully furnished. They have full kitchens, full bathroom, pots and pans, so you can cook in if you want to. And we have a lot of people now doing the staycation. You know, they're everybody's fed up with being locked down and imprisoned. So now they want to come out. And, you know, we're right across the street from the beach on 7th Avenue, which is an access. We're having a lot of people finally, you know, wake up and say, hey, we want to come to the beach. So I can give you our phone number. It's 727-595-3000. That's 727-595-3000. And our website is sunshinecozycottages.com. That's sunshinecozycottages.com. It'll give you an idea of where we're located and what we have to offer.
Very good.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, what it is we try to stay away from politics in this show. And then even if I have something, let's just say I believe in solar, right? There's going to be people that are against it. I don't care what subject, even though to me it's common sense to have solar, mm-hmm. right? Because my house has solar, right? And I can tell you a lot of good stories about it. But that doesn't mean that you can't in America force something on someone. And that's why when Darlene said you got to make it an option, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
I believe that, just to keep the American values in the American way. Mm-hmm. But it's a no-brainer for me to have solar. It's a no-brainer.
We're in the Sunshine State, Brian.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer. It's renewable energy.
That's right.
And it cuts your electric bill by almost by 60, 70%.
There you go.
It's equity into your house. It's straight up equity.
It's an improvement. It's an overall improvement on your property.
The houses, as per a study that I could share with you guys, sell 17 houses and businesses sell 17 times faster, and they appreciate between $3 and $4 per watt of the installation. A typical installation in Florida is 10,000 watts. So you appreciate your home on an average of $40,000. So you practically pay itself. On top of it, the government has incentive for it. The government, Uncle Sam, will pay you 26% of the price that you pay with a credit toward your taxes. So it's really cheap when you add up all the numbers and the financial aspect of it. It's a no-brainer, like you said, from the financial aspect.
I'm just thinking of something. I had this card where it had 100 businesses on it that gave away a free dinner, right? Okay. And I sold the card for $20, right? And then there was a guy, we had it out. This is years ago, by the way, before the internet. And, you know, we were selling it outside a restaurant. And there were people that were going into the restaurant where they can get a free dinner and buy the card and have over 100 restaurants to choose from. Keep in mind, this was before the internet. Uh-huh. And, you know, people that were walking into a restaurant said no when they could get a free dinner right away.
Maybe they just didn't understand the program.
But there are some things that some people, doesn't matter what you offer them, they're not going to see the good in it. And
or they just had their minds made up that they wanted to go in that
right. So
that
that's why,
and they finally convinced their wife they wanted to go.
But it's that it's their choice though, and that's what makes America great.
Yes,
right. They have an option.
Yeah, but you know what happens if I can say something here? Yes, what happens is that people think it can't be true. There must be a gimmick because people have been led down the primrose path too many times, and they don't believe it, don't trust it. And
that's what I'm saying. There was a guy. He was Crab Shack. Was on 49th Street. He was in there. So you could buy a lob up to a $20 value was his thing. So you can buy a $19.95 lobster dinner and get your next one for free. Wow. Right then and there. Like you were in front of his restaurant. So that takes that away from that. Use it, and then when you come out, pay me. Oh, no, that's okay. People would say no, even though we were in front of the restaurant. So I found out, unless someone sees value, right, they're not going to buy something. It doesn't matter even on perfume. You can see perfume for $1 or you see perfume for $100. I bought perfume from my wife for $100 and I didn't even like it. And then I bought $10 perfume that I liked.
You buy me perfume that you don't even remember because I buy it from my dang self. But anyways.
Darlene, have you ever done that? Who do we got?
We have Scott on the line from Slave Trade.
Scott on the line. What's up, Scott?
Hey, Scott.
Brian, what's going on? How you doing?
Good. So, Darlene, I'm going to get you a bottle of perfume, all right?
What kind of perfume?
It's going to be $1. You know, they have perfume at the dollar store, right?
Right.
I'm kidding, darling.
I got a nice bottle of perfume.
Be careful what you promise here, darling.
But I'm going to wrap it up, and the wrapping's going to be more money. So, Scott, you're offering masks and stuff like that, too, for people? How's that going?
Well, I bought some military masks years ago, wondering what to do with them. And, I mean, a lot of people are buying them right now. I mean, I probably have 1,200 masks. I had 1,200 masks, probably down to 700-800 left. You know, different kinds. I've got the Russian GP5s that make you look like a Martian. You know, it goes around your whole head, the two round eyes, and then the charcoal filter.
Can you breathe when you have them on, though?
Yeah, absolutely. I tried one on the other day just for the hell of it, you know, and, you know, you could breathe. I even opened up a can of bleach, like a bottle of bleach, and I put it right underneath the filter and didn't even smell a thing. I mean, they are amazing. A lot of people say that, you know, they're made for contamination. I mean, they're made for the military to get yourself out of a contaminated area. It gives you anywhere between 10 and 20 hours of really high-end nuclear biochemical, and it's nuclear biohazard and chemical, you know, that'll give you protection from. I even have the smocks. I've got some bulletproof vests. I mean, I just ended up getting all this stuff years ago, but the masks have been sending me through as far as the coronavirus.
Right.
You know, people are asking, is it going to work? And I say it's a little bit of an overkill, but people are happy, you know. Right. I don't try to lie about it.
And do people walk around with those masks on?
You know, I haven't seen anybody other than, you know, this singer in New York City in the beginning of the year. You know, he was walking around with it, you know, and, you know, everybody was talking to him. He said, oh, I just want to protect my voice. But he had the Darga. It's called the Darga 65, M65 German gas mask. Those are the best ones. They're the five-point harness. You know, they were made in the 70s, but, you know, they're very pliable. They're brand new. I've got the canisters right now. I've got the Russian canisters, just 44 millimeter, you know, millimeter. And, you know, it's charcoal and it purifies the air.
Yeah, I have a guy.
I mean, that would be overkill. You could actually go grocery shopping and never worry about anything. Because, I mean, you could go scuba diving with it. I mean, you really could.
Yeah.
I had it on. It's such a good male mask that if you were underwater and had a way to hook up an oxygen tank that had a 44 millimeter thing, you could go scuba diving with them.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Real quick,
like. Hey, guys, that's why you should come to Sunshine Cozy Cottages, because you won't have to wear a mask.
That's right. Darlene, the content marketer.
It's Charlotte. It's
her. But they're Russian masks, though. Did you catch that?
Russian masks?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're Russian and German. Yeah. And then I
had Slade's Trades has a little bit of everything.
Didn't you hear Donald Trump actually placed the order for him?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Did you hear about the...
Them, see?
You go.
Yeah, since you put the tariffs on the solar panels, right?
That was a joke, by the way.
Well, then there was that one lady. She said when the coronavirus came out, her husband was so upset, he just stood staring at the window with tears in his eyes. And she said, I know I should let him in the house, but rules are rules.
That's it. Anyhow, this show is being sponsored by A Absolute Tree Service. Just think about that. A Absolute Tree Service. You need tree work.
So
you know, when you have, like, every time I go see Brent, right, from A Absolute Tree Service, what I see is brand new trucks, right? He has like 30 people working for him. I don't know if it's that many, but 20 to 30 people.
He has a big operation.
He has a big operation there. But,
and they've been around forever.
And then he cleans his trucks, right? And then all the equipment he has is brand new. And he told me it's because it's that image.
He's right in the complex, right, here, Brian.
Right, he's in the complex with you.
Yeah,
that's right.
He's in the complex with me.
Right, what?
They were really over in Dunedin.
Right, I used to call it AA Absolute, right? He says
they
no.
They've got a unit back here that they kind of keep their high end stuff.
Right, and, right, and then he's also an inventor, right? Like where you unload a truck, and I forget how it is, like for the pods and something with that. Mm-hmm. Where he has his thing going all the way around.
Yeah, he's the one who designed the Podzilla.
Yeah, he's the one that made Podzilla. That's my mom's car. I know Brett
did
very
that,
well.
And then he actually ran the road with them for years and years.
It's like a
you
big
know, just setting up a
forklift.
Service facility.
Well, he's
and they were down in St. Pete. Right.
Right. He's developing something now. Yeah. So yes. It was like science.
Brett's a genius.
He's
sure.
A genius.
He's a genius.
He's a genius. And a real good guy.
And he's from graduated from UF. So.
And he's the reason why I try to watch what I eat. And I maybe this is too much information. But he'll like get two pieces of chicken, and then just broccoli,
right.
No rice, no potatoes, and stuff like that.
Yeah, he's very big on starches,
and he's very healthy.
Yes.
Yeah, Brent actually started with a company called Treeology, and then they merged together with A Absolute Tree.
Right.
Yeah,
what's
exactly right.
Treeology?
Treeology.
Yes.
And that's Gene, his partner.
Yeah, Gene.
Right. And Gene is a genius also, too.
Both of them.
You got two great guys there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're both brilliant.
And also, one thing,
yeah, I bought
they
quite
both
a bit of stuff
so much
with
integrity.
Gene.
I respect
here with
both
stuff all
of
the
them
time.
So much.
What'd you say about Gene, Scott?
He'll come in here every once in a while with stuff that he's got. I bought quite a bit of jewelry and this and that. He kind of hoards it, gets all kinds of stuff, and all of a sudden he gets done with it. And it's like, all right, hey, what do you give me? Someone to pick up some full of stuff.
And Scott has a huge, huge warehouse over off Hercules. What's your address there, Scott?
We're actually not open to the public yet.
Oh, okay. You're still shut down with the coronavirus. Oh, no,
they won't
okay.
Let me yet. They won't let me yet.
Okay.
Oh, you're not allowed to open. I thought everybody was open.
No, Brian. They're not allowed to have.
Shows you how stupid I am.
More than 10 people.
Yeah. Oh, really? I thought everybody was open.
What are you looking for?
And then I don't even think that it's even good because my son cuts hair, right? And I'm really concerned about his well-being. Like he's all excited. Maybe this ain't good.
No, they're not allowed to have people. I looked on the city of Clearwater today, and you're not allowed to have more than 10 people gathering. And so, obviously, churches are out, and you know, restaurants are allowed to have 25% capacity. But
and I hope Sam is. I hope Sam's listening. He runs the AMCO transmission. Were you able to get in touch with Sam?
Sam is actually on a test drive right now when I called, but they took down all the information Kenny did. And he's going to listen to it on the podcast later. So that's Sam over at AMCO Transmission in Countryside.
Right, he could be on a test run listening to the show.
How is Roy?
He's doing good. But I wanted to say something real quick about AMCO Transmission. How's that go?
AAMCO or something?
Do you have
like
the beep beep? Can you get that, Tom? The AMCO commercial. Well, they're in Countryside, right? They're right by Maple Lanes. Right?
Yes.
That's
exactly.
AMCO Transmission, AAMCO. And again, how do you, like, they're the world's, that's what I'm saying, world's largest transmission dealership. In other words, no one has more locations. And the beauty of AMCO is the fact that you can go anywhere in the United States or anywhere in the world, right? And they have that nationwide warranty.
Yeah, they stand behind.
There is something where the big guys are better. if you are a tourist coming down here, because now you get your transmission fixed, right? But then you go back to New York, you still have a transmission shop where the warranty will be honored. So AAMCO Transmission has a lot of benefits to it. Plus, how can you beat if you're the world's largest? You must know what you're doing. So they're there in Countryside, right next to Maple Lanes. It's called AAMCO Transmission. Ask for Sam. They do a great job. And then what we need to do is this. Here, I'm glad I seen this. This is the gentleman that is unbelievable. Get in touch with him. Call him.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You know, think about it. This guy has a self-service dog wash. I know. It's like we just go from one thing to the next. Huh, Darlene? She's still there?
I'm still here.
Just think about this. This guy said that he's so busy, right, when they opened up, but it's a self-service dog wash, right? Would you think? I mean, have you ever come up with an idea to make money?
I've missed that one.
AAMCO.
Oh, there's the AAMCO.
There you go, AAMCO.
That sounds like my husband. He was good at all those kinds of things.
You know what? I'd love to meet him. Because I tell you what, I love guys like that, or women, who just come up with all these crazy ideas. And you know what? He's very successful, this guy. He sells dog products. But what he does is he has a big tub, right? And he lets you do, and he supplies everything. All top of the line products, soaps and stuff like that, organic stuff, flea tick stuff. And he goes, you clean your dog, leave the mess, then we do the rest. I'm hoping he's going to get on. But he's right there in Dunedin, and he's right across the street from KFC. Right there on Main Street and Patricia Avenue. So if you're looking to get your dog washed and leave the mess, and he'll do the rest, and he'll supply you with all the products you need. This is all included. And he gets all that, and I think it's $14.
Wow.
Right? Wow. Just the soaps alone and the mess and all that. And then he has the hair dryers, everything.
Yeah, so it's St. Petersburg, the big dog town. Big dog town.
Yes, yeah. Very big. So what? So let's go. So we did AAMCO. Let's do that AAMCO thing one more time, Mr. Tom, please. This is AAMCO Transmission, my buddy Sammy. Hopefully he's tuned in. But if not, they got two locations. One in...
companies put their trust. Go to AAMCO. AAMCO. AAMCO.
There you go. So who else do we have? Is he going to get on, the dog man? Okay, so... So look, yeah, you there, Val?
Yeah,
you still there? Is Val still in?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, so solar, right? Give people your number and all that and information how they can get in touch with you.
It's really easy. You can either go to the website winmar.com.
Say, spell that out for us.
Winmar, WINDMAR.
He just got a big late shipment. I guess he's going to tune in on YouTube.
And our phone number is 321-251-1241.
Okay.
321-251-1241.
And that's, and then the website?
Winmar.com.
Winmar. I'm going to try to spell it. Spell it.
Winmar.
Winmar.
W-I-N-D.
Wind.
M. A-R.
Winmar.
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 Winmar.com.
Winmore.com. You can remember by the wind.
Yes.
I would think sunnymore.com. You know why? Because the sun.
There you go.
Why wind?
Let me ask you real quick. What do you think of Tesla's roofing tiles?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. We're going to be installing those. We're Tesla's buyer of the Tesla Powerwall today. We install like 800 houses per month in Puerto Rico. Are you using the 3 technology now? Yep, the P3, yes.
Wow, see, Scott, we know.
It's an amazing, it's amazing. I mean, Tesla right now is going to try to do a test market program where he'll put your roof on and everything, but he wants you to turn over any tax credits or any electricity that you might make over and above for the rest of your life and charge you $50 a month. Mm-hmm. The Tesla roof. You know, you're thinking about doing expecting. That.
What's your phone number again, Val?
321-251-1241. 321-251-1241.
1241.
And Scott, when do you think?
I mean, do you know that? Just real quick on that Tesla thing. I'm sorry, but he's going to be moving out. Is that the same or is that Tusk? He's talking about if they don't open up his plant. Oh, who's the guy that builds the cars? Is that Tesla?
Yeah,
he's going to move. He's going to move out of California.
What it is he'll save $7 billion because the way he set up his payment is that he's going to take all his bonuses this year. So right now in California, he got a plant from the GM plant for dirt nothing. And then what it is he set up a bonus plan for his taxes and everything. So when he starts making money this year alone, at the end of this year, if he stays his headquarters in California and doesn't move to Nevada or Texas, and Texas is trying to get him really bad, you know, but what it is he'll save $7 billion this year alone and not having to pay taxes to California.
Right. Oh, wow. And they're a high tax.
All his properties in California right now.
Right,
all
really.
All his properties are for sale in California. And 42% of his workers live in California. But he's saying that in a 10-year period, he'll save $70 billion in taxes, is what they forecast.
Wow.
Well, that's a lot of money. Now, yeah. Matt, sure you have your, Matt, you have your guy there? Did he want to say anything real quick about what he does? I know we only got a couple minutes. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Here you go, David.
Oh, hi, I'm David. Just a friend of Matt. And he was just saying that... part of my ministry is just I do altar serving in D.C. at the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception, and I'm just active in that. If anybody's up in D.C. and if you are Catholic, and we should reopen soon, we will have masses. But we should have them in the beginning of June.
Yeah, I just moved down from Silver Spring. It's an amazing basilica. It's right down the street from where I was living.
What is the odds of that?
Exactly.
Darlene, you listening to this?
The universe. It's just an
amazing. Is Darlene still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
The guy we have on in D.C., right? The gentleman that's in the studio today that works, what do you basically do? What's your deal?
I do got community relations, yeah.
Community relations. The guy that's in D.C. talking about his church, this gentleman here that doesn't even know him lived a mile away from the church that he's talking about.
Yeah.
And
he lives in D.C.
Yeah.
Is that spiritual or what? People say it's odd or is it God? Yeah. Isn't that amazing, Darlene? Yeah.
Where's the church? I used to live in D.C.
Where's the church?
It's on Michigan Avenue by Catholic University. You can't miss it. It's the eighth largest in the world, probably one of the largest in the United States.
Yeah, it really is. And it kind of sits up on
And Darlene, hill. You're from D.C. too. What's the odds of that? You know what I'm saying?
It's a D.C. show today.
So anyhow, just real quick. It's D.C. And that's direct current.
And I was going to say, we got into the solar, the AC, the D.C.
See, Val,
we
what do you
Tesla
think about
that,
Tesla going Val?
On. We got everything happening here.
So I'd like to do a whole show just on solar sometime.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Man. Just donate it to you. And I also might want to get into politics with somebody. Yeah. She might know who she is.
Yeah.
But anyhow, I'd like to thank Darlene from Cozy Cottage, Sunshine Cozy Cottages. I'd like to thank Amco Transmissions. And I would like to thank Bros Pizza. I'd like to thank Slay Trades. And I know I'm going to forget someone. I'd like to thank the gentleman here from the Community Center, the big church in D.C., Matt, of course, Stevie, Tammy, Tommy, and who else did we have on? Bros Pizza. Oh, and Frank's Pizza, too.
And Grumpy Sleepy.
Yes, he supplied the food today. Frank's Pizza. And then who else?
Grumpy Sleepy Dopey.
Yes, Grumpy Sleepy Dopey and all that. So anyhow, God bless everybody, and be safe. And know,
wash your hands.
And know this, it's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.